By then, the Mitari had passed beyond the edge of the asteroid. The two Besseliks dropped in behind them and began to hammer the rear shields with their blaster cannons. Tahiri opened up with their own weapons, pouring a constant stream of fire back past the Mitari's stern, which of course did nothing at all to back off the Mandalorians. Nynette started to whistle and chirp, scrolling a constant stream of warnings and reports across the main display, informing Ben of all manner of damage that he could feel just by the way the scout boat was shuddering and jumping. The port vector plate was dripping away in molten beads of metal, and the overheated engine nacelles were beginning to burn their own linings. The shields were flickering in and out, resulting in a sporadic serenade of clangs and bangs as Mandalorian cannon bolts gnawed through the Mitari's thinly armored hull. Through it all, Ben kept one eye on the tactical display, watching with no small amount of envy as the Falcon's heavier shields and more powerful quad cannons forced her pursuers to maintain a healthier distance. Still, her pilot was no Jedi, and it was not long before she began to react a bit sluggishly. Then the Falcon cleared the far edge of the asteroid and went into a tight circle, swinging around toward the back side. Ben mirrored the maneuver, dropping as close to its crater-pocked surface as he dared to prevent the Besseliks from trying to cut across the curve and come up beneath the Mitari's belly.
"Pull up! You're raising a dust cloud down here!"
Tahiri yelled from the nose turret.
"And I've lost my firing angle!" "One second..."
Ben felt himself grinding his teeth, trying not to panic as a steep ridgeline appeared ahead. He had maybe 3 seconds before he hit it, but he had no way to know what was on the other side. And if he happened to come up in the wrong place... The Falcon flashed past overhead, so close that Ben swore he glimpsed Lando Calrissian sitting in the belly turret, grinning wildly as he poured fire back toward his pursuers. The ridgeline became a towering wall of stone and dust. And still, Ben held the yoke steady for one more breath until the Falcon's two pursuers passed overhead in a river of flying cannon bolts and rippling efflux. Ben pulled the yoke back, hard, putting the Mitari into a steep climb and drawing a shocked scream as Tahiri suddenly found herself staring at a stone cliff streaking past just meters from her turret.
"Switch targets!"
Ben rolled the Mitari around so the nose turret was facing the stern of the Falcon and her two pursuers.
"Switch! Switch!"
He did not need to give the command a fourth time. The Mitari's little laser cannons began to chug again, and a Besselik erupted in blue flame as the bolts burned through its drive engines. Another fireball erupted below as one of their pursuers slammed into the ridgeline. Tahiri whooped for joy, then fired again, this time for much longer. Finally, she let out a second whoop as her bolts found their way into another Besselik's drive engine. Ben dropped the Mitari's nose and was dismayed to see the last Besselik still chewing on their tail. Tahiri began to pour fire at its cockpit, gouging divots into its tough Beskar hull and doing little else. Then suddenly, the Besselik pulled up. Ben thought the pilot had decided to break off and head for home, until the long, bright lines of two of the Falcon's concussion missiles appeared on the tactical display. They merged with the target a heartbeat later. The last Mandalorian starfighter vanished in a spray of static and light. Ben yelled in triumph, then realized that his own cockpit was filled with shrieking damage alarms, and the control yoke was shaking so hard he could barely hold on. He eased back on the throttles and glanced down to find his entire control board blinking and flashing with emergency alerts. He activated the hailing channel.
Millennium Falcon? This is Jedi Knight Ben Skywalker requesting assistance, he said. I think we're gonna need a ride.
On our way, Lando said. And thanks, Ben. I haven't seen flying like that since... Well... I don't think I've ever seen flying like that.